presenting Dick Cole and his thrilling adventures at Farr Military Academy.
We'll always be near to Farr. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip hip hooray. It's a rule there's no school like Farr. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Farr.
Hello, boys and girls. Today we bring you another thrilling episode in the adventures of Dick Cole at Farr Military Academy. You've met Dick Cole in Blue Bolt Magazine and in Foremost Comics. And remember, now you can meet him every week at this same time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Cole himself. But first, here's a message for all of you. Here's Dick Cole himself, who wants to tell you something about today's episode.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old friend Dick Cole with a question for you. Have you ever planned on doing something and then having it turn out in a way that you never expected? Well, that's exactly what happened to my roommate, Simba Carno, and to me. When the semester at Farr Military Academy ended, Simba and I went off on a vacation trip. At least, we thought it was going to be a vacation. But instead of that, we ran straight into trouble. Bad trouble. Yes, and if it hadn't been that we learned judo at the academy, well, I guess the best place to begin the story is some hours after we left Farr. We were on a train heading for Florida, for the Florida Everglades country.
Oh, golly, but I feel lazy, Dick.
Me too, Simba. Oh, it's a wonderful feeling to be on a vacation. No studying, no drills, no getting up early.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a great time at Uncle Ed's. Whenever we feel like waking up, we'll just wake up.
Yeah.
And then we just go fishing for the rest of the day.
It sure was swell of your uncle to ask us down to his place.
Oh, he's a swell fella. He isn't really my uncle, you know. His name is Booth, Edward Booth. He's an old friend of my father's, and I've always called him uncle.
Oh, I see. Say, what kind of a place does he have, Simba?
Oh, it's just a little fishing cabin. It's pretty darn neat, though. All logs and brick. And there's a swell big fireplace in the living room.
And a lot of fish in the Everglades.
Yeah, you bet. You've never done any Everglades fishing, have you, Dick?
No, I haven't. This'll be the first time.
Well, boy, it's really something. It's different from any fishing you've ever done before. You know, it's kind of spooky at times, too.
Oh, go on. How can fishing ever be spooky?
Well, it is in the Everglades. You'll see. The trees and the vines and things grow right up out of the water, practically. And they're so thick that when you really penetrate into the deep part of the Everglades, it's like night all day long.
See, that sounds kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it's so quiet you can hear a pebble that's been dropped into the water a mile or two away.
Oh. I don't believe that one, pal. But I get your point, anyway. See, tell me, are there many people down in this country?
No, not many. Just a few Indians, mostly.
Indians? Oh, now look, Simba.
Wait a minute, Dick. I'm not fooling. Haven't you ever heard of the Indian colonies in the Everglades?
Well, say, come to think of it, I guess I have. I accept your apologies, pal.
You accept my apologies? Hey, now, wait a minute. I said there were Indians, and you said... You know, it's getting so that it's hard to tell who is getting whom anymore.
Well, There's one thing I don't want to kid about. We can't get too lazy while we're on this fishing vacation.
We can't. Why not?
Because if we do nothing except sleep and fish and eat, we'll get soft and out of condition.
Well, I'm not going swimming in the swamps, I can promise you that.
Who said anything about going swimming?
Well,
we can put in some time practicing judo, you know. After getting an hour of judo every day for the last 3 months, we ought to keep it up. Besides, it'll keep us in trim for just about every other kind of athletics you can think of.
Judo? With you?
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, you'd throw me all over the place, Dick. I know how you've been practicing.
Sometimes, my lame-brained friend, I wonder if your mind goes to sleep and stays that way. Well, you can clean the living daylights out of me in judo.
I can?
Sure.
Let me in on the secret.
Don't you remember Major Farr telling us that through the proper application of the science of judo, one fellow can beat three, and all at the same time? Don't you remember that?
Oh, sure, but I didn't think he was really serious about it. You mean one person really, honestly can clean up on a whole gang of fellas with judo?
Sure. That's the whole idea of it, Dopey. Now, come on, I'm getting hungry. Let's go into the diner and feed our faces.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll just about have time to eat dinner before the train gets in. Had to let us off so far from Uncle Ed's house.
Oh, quit beeping, Simba. A walk of a couple of miles is good for you after that long train ride. And besides, we ought to be getting close to your uncle's place by now.
Yeah, we are getting close. I ought to be right up ahead of us a little ways. I wasn't kidding much about this country down here being sort of spooky, was I, Dick?
You sure weren't. It's really darn near as quiet as you said it was.
Yeah. Oh, there it is, Dick.
Hmm?
Uncle Ed's house. See it? That clearing through the trees.
Oh, yeah. With all the lights on.
He's expecting us, so he's got the place blazing away like a Christmas tree.
Oh, it's a swell-looking little house, all right.
Yep. It's gonna be an extra elegant vacation.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. Boy, the suitcase was feeling heavy.
Hey, you see the doorbell anywhere, Simba?
Yep. There it is.
Okay.
Uncle Ed is a wonderful guy, Dick. You'll like him. And believe me, he knows just about everything there is to know about fishing.
Well, I've done a lot of trout fishing. Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even went deep sea fishing once.
Yeah?
This'll be a new kind for me, all right.
I wonder why he hasn't answered. Uncle Ed! Hey, Uncle Ed!
Oh, he's probably around somewhere.
Oh, sure. All the lights are on in the house. Oh, Uncle Ed!
Oh. Maybe he had to go out or something for a little while. Try the door, Simba.
Nope. It's locked. Hey, Uncle Ed!
Doesn't seem to be here, Simba.
That's funny. He knew we were coming tonight. It isn't like Uncle Ed to go off somewhere. Besides, all the lights are on.
Well, he could be sick or asleep.
Maybe we ought to try going in one of these windows.
Okay. Let's try one of those over there, near the ground, and then we can... What was that?
I don't know. I think it came from those bushes over there. Maybe it's an animal. Uncle Ed!
It's too darn dark to see anything. I suppose it was some kind of an animal. Oh, come on. Let's get into the house.
Yeah. Dick! Look!
Huh?
A knife!
Here.
Somebody just threw a knife.
It landed in the wood at this window, sir. Just a couple of inches from my head. Simba. There's somebody out there in the darkness. Somebody who doesn't like our being here.
Dick, don't go out there. There might be a lot of people. You don't have a gun or anything.
Yeah, you're right. Simba, there's something plenty strange going on here.
Let's get into the house in a hurry. Come on, Dick.
I'll use my little pocket knife. I think we can pry the window open. That does it. Come on.
Yeah. I'm not taking any chances. I'm closing this window again.
Yeah.
Uncle Ed!
See, look, Simba. There's a table.
Huh?
Set with three places. Your uncle was expecting us, all right.
Yeah. Look, there, in the kitchen.
Oh, some kind of a fish stew cooking on the stove.
Look at this. Some kind of a fighter's scuffle here.
Hmm.
You see, that chair was knocked over.
Huh? Looks like your Uncle Ed was fixing a fish stew, and some people, or maybe just one person, came in. And they had a fight. And now he's gone.
Oh, golly.
See this. No, there's nothing in here.
No.
This is a bedroom. There isn't a soul around. But your uncle was here, all right. There's a pipe in his ashtray.
Yeah.
And it was smoked just an hour or so ago.
Dick, I don't like it. Something has happened to Uncle Ed.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. And whatever it wasn't very good.
What can we do?
I suppose we could call the police.
No, there isn't any telephone in the house. That's miles in a town. Miles through those creepy Everglades in the dark. With some fellows who like to toss knives out in the darkness.
Well, we can't go out again tonight, Simba. That's sure. Oh, maybe Uncle Ed will show up in a little while with some logical explanation of the whole thing.
Yeah, maybe he will.
About the only thing we can do is sit this thing out until morning. It doesn't seem to be what is it?
The window!
Oh, what's here?
Careful, Dick. Don't stick your head out there. Knife!
I can't see a thing, Simba. It's black. Why did you yell?
Close the window, Dick.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I saw somebody at that window. Dark figure, and I caught a glimpse of a face, and... Dick, there was something that glinted. It was too quick for me to see much, but I'm sure I saw a weapon or something gleaming for a second.
It looked like a gun or a knife or a pistol or a revolver.
No, it was long and thin, a knife of some kind. I'm sure that's what it was. Knife. Dick, whatever's happened to Uncle... Well, the same thing can happen to us.
Wish we could see through this window. It's darn dark. Have we got a flashlight around somewhere, Simba?
We can't go out tonight. Dick, it'd be crazy. There's no telling what kind of dirty work is going on.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Oh, dear. Listen, we'll stick to my original idea. We'll wait until morning and see what happens by then.
Oh, morning can't come soon enough to suit me.
We'll have to get some sleep.
Sleep? Have somebody sneak in here with a knife? No, sir.
Oh, we'll take turns sleeping. And whoever stays awake sits here, behind these curtains, and keeps a sharp lookout through the window.
All right, Dick.
And remember, whoever is on watch had better not fall asleep. We don't know what's going on, Simba, or what kind of dangers there are. And we can't take any chances.
We'll go back to the adventures of Dick Cole in just a minute, boys and girls. But first, here's a brief message from the people who bring you this program. To the adventures of Dick Cole. We left Dick and Simba in a rather trying spot in the house of Simba's old family friend, Edward Booth. Somehow, the night has passed, with the boys taking turns sitting at the window. As day breaks, Dick notices something at the edge of the clearing outside the house and immediately calls to Simba.
Simba! Simba! Wake up, quick!
Huh?
What's that?
Wake up!
What's up, Dick?
Come here to the window. Come here, look.
Huh?
Coming toward the house. Do you see what I see?
Why, it's an Indian, wearing dungarees and a faded old blue shirt. He's coming straight toward the front door.
Yes, it looks like we're going to have company.
Boy, he's a tough-looking customer.
And look at his belt. He's got a knife stuck in his belt. A long, thin knife.
Why, he was the one last night who tossed a knife at you, Dick, and the one I saw at the window.
Yes, probably. We'll know more in a minute. Come on. Let's go to the door and greet our company.
Yeah.
You there! What do you want?
I come call on boys. I, Red Fang.
Mr. Booth isn't home.
Mr. Booth not home? Oh, too bad. Too bad.
Well, what are you grinning about?
I friend, Mr. Booth. Yesterday, Mr. Booth have to go home. He go back to where he live in north.
So Mr. Booth went north, did he?
Mr. Booth go home. Leave here. Now, no reason for boys stay here. Boys go home too.
Well, we...
Hold on, Simba. No, we're not going home, Red Fang. We know that Mr. Booth didn't go north. We know that something has happened to him. Now, what do you say to that?
If something happened to Mr. Booth, something can happen to boys, too. Many bad things can happen to strangers in Everglades country.
And what's more, you can't scare us away. You or whoever is playing your games with you should have learned that last night.
If boys not leave, bad things happen to boys. You think about for a little while. Then go home. Red Fang warns. Go home.
How do you like that?
Quiet, Simba. We've got to move fast. There's no time to go into town for the police. We'll have to follow that Indian ourselves.
Follow him? Through the Everglades?
Sure. It's our only chance to find out what's happened to your uncle. It isn't going to be very safe for us to hang around here, so let's go. We've got to find out what's happened to your uncle, and tracking this Indian may lead us to him. Now, come on.
Oh, I wish we had a gun or something. Boy, I'd give anything for one of those automatics we use at school and target practice.
Don't talk except when you have to. Make as little noise as possible. We don't want him to know we're following him.
I can barely see him way up ahead.
Careful that he doesn't see you. He was turning around, but he didn't do it.
I'm kind of tired, Dick. We've been following that blamed Indian through these swamps for hours.
He realized we were following him for a while, so he kept winding about, trying to lose us. He hasn't turned around for a couple of hours now.
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't suspect we're still behind him.
Look, Simba. Look, there are lights up ahead. Somebody's signaling.
Yeah. And Red Fang is signaling back. They're using flashlights.
Probably discovered the whole bunch now. However many of them there are, that's where they hang out.
Now, do you think we ought to go for the police?
No, we'd never find this spot again. Now, look, Simba. Those lights are coming from that raised clearing over there. Why, it's an island in the middle of the swamp.
You mean we're going to be doing some swimming after all in the swamps?
I guess we are. Now, listen to this. We'll stay here until it's dark. Ah, Red Fang. He's getting into a duck boat, and he's going out to the island, I guess.
Yeah.
When it gets dark tonight, we'll swim out to that island and see whatever there is to see.
And in the meantime, we stay here?
Right. Unless we see them leave. Simba, maybe your uncle is on that island.
Maybe there's a ham sandwich or a box of cookies on the island, too. I'm getting hungry.
I've got an idea that you're going to be a lot hungrier before you get to eat. Now, you keep your eyes open. We'll settle down here and watch.
You okay, Simba?
Yeah. I'm right behind you, Dick.
Okay.
I can swim like a fish, but this swamp water is colder than I thought.
Well, we're almost there. The island's just a few feet ahead.
Okay.
Here we are. Now, hang on to that tree branch. Pull yourself ashore.
Okay.
Now, don't make a sound now.
This is a ticklish spot.
Hey, Dick. I heard somebody. Somebody moaning.
Yes. It came from this way. Easy. Watch where you go.
Yeah. Why, it's Uncle Ed.
It is.
He's tied up. He's bound and gagged.
You're right. Hold on. Let's look around first. Red Fang and his pals may be here somewhere.
don't see a sign of them anyplace.
No, neither do I. Come on. We'll cut these bonds.
Uncle Ed! Uncle Ed, are you all right?
Boys, how did you get here?
We followed an Indian who called himself Red Fang. He came to your house and then...
Get off this island, both of you. Hurry. The Indians have left.
We've been watching the islands. They couldn't have...
They left by the other side a couple of hours ago. Four of them said they were going to the house to take care of you boys if you hadn't left. Then they were coming back here to kill me. Now hurry, get away before it's too late.
What's going on, Uncle? What's happening?
When I came down here for my vacation, I brought a couple $1,000 with me in cash. Hard to cash checks here. I bought some fishing supplies from Red Fang. Foolishly let him see the money.
Then he and his friends tried to rob you.
They want more than the money. They want my house, too. Planned to kill me in the house last night, then dump me into the swamps. Crocodiles would take care of the evidence in a few days. But they were interrupted when you boys came. Dragged me out through a back window. Carried me here. They'd have finished me before this if they hadn't been afraid you lads might... discover the body. Now, please get out of here.
Look. Look, do I see a little boat tied up there at the far end of the island? It's too dark to be sure.
Yes, it's a boat. They have two. Left one for now. Use it, boys. Get away. Save yourselves while you can.
And leave you here to a bunch of cutthroats? Not a chance.
No, sir. We're staying. But after being tied up that way, you aren't very strong, sir.
I'm too old to try to fight those Indians. And you boys are too young. Now, just
you know
these
swamps pretty well, don't you, sir?
Yes, of course. I've been fishing here for years.
Then you take the boat, sir. Get to the police and bring them back here. And we'll hold off Red Fang and his gang until you do get back.
How can a couple of youngsters...
You let us worry about that. Now, please, sir, you go while the going's good.
They're coming back. Go on, Uncle Ed. Do what Dick says and hurry.
This spot is very close to town. It'll only take a few minutes to get there, but during that time, you boys can be killed.
Hurry.
All right, I'll go, but, well, good luck, boys. Good luck.
Simba, we'll make a noise to cover your uncle's getaway. Well, let's see. Here's a dead branch.
That sounded darn near like a pistol shot. They heard us, Dick. Now we're in for it.
We're in for a fight, all right.
We haven't got any weapons, except that little pocket knife of yours. And Uncle Ed said there were four of them. That's two against four. Dick,
try to remember all the judo you learned at the academy, Simba.
Judo?
Yes, it's our only chance. At least we'll put up a good scrap.
Here they come.
Oh, who there? What you do there?
I'm doing this, Red Fang.
Oh! I kill you, boy!
Keep away from that knife. You know judo, Red Fang?
No! Judo! Boy, use magic! Throw me down! Me, Red Fang!
I'll show you some more!
Attaboy, Dick!
Watch out behind you, Simba! Huh? Use that wrist and back roll! Cross him over your back! That's what I'm doing with this one!
Kill, boys! Kill, boys!
I don't like your looks, Indian!
Yeah. Here's more judo! Right smack on your foot.
Boom!
We're holding our own, Dick.
We're doing better than that. Now use that leg bend, Simba. Flip that big Indian over. It works.
Like a charm.
No!
Keep it up. And we'll clean these guys up yet.
Hey!
Now for you.
Dick, are these ropes tight enough?
Yeah.
When this bird comes to, he'll try to bust loose.
Yes. Yes, they're plenty tight.
Oh, boy, what a fight. And just look, four Indians all neatly trussed up.
We sure gave a good practical demonstration of how to apply judo.
No, we had to. And thank goodness it worked. I'm going to practice judo every day of my life from now on.
From the looks of the battlefield and of your victims there on the ground, I'd say you qualify as an expert already, my lad.
You know, Red Fang and his charming little helpers were playing for keeps, all right.
Ah, here comes the reinforcements.
Hello, Uncle Ed. We're all here, Uncle Ed, waiting for you.
We've just had some judo practice with live models. Everything's under control.
Why, you're amazing, boys. Absolutely amazing.
Just send a couple of men ashore to drag these birds into the boats. They can't do much harm at this point.
He means they can't do anything, not even point.
You saved my life, boys. What can I ever do to repay you? What can I do for you?
Well, there isn't anything we want, Simba.
Oh, isn't there?
Oh, what? What do you want?
Well, there's just one thing we'd like, Uncle Ed.
Name it and it's yours.
A steak about 3 inches thick with French fry potatoes. Or at this point, even a ham sandwich will do. We're hungry, Uncle Ed, and we can't practice judo on an empty stomach.
We'll return to Dick Cole in just a moment. But first, here's an important message. Now, Dick Cole fans, be sure to listen in again next week, same time, same station, for another exciting half hour with Dick Cole at Farm Military Academy. Yes, plan to meet Dick Cole every week on the air and enjoy his thrilling radio adventures as you've enjoyed him and his life at Far in those two favorite comic magazines, Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics. That's right.
But pardon me.
Oh, sorry, Dick, I almost forgot. Well, here he is, fellas and girls.
Hiya, folks. Just to remind you, I'll be with you again at the same time next week. Don't forget, it's a date.